Now listen to my song, good people all, and I shall tell you what lately did befall. At Exeter, a place in Devonshire, the like whereof of late you ne'er did hear. At the last assizes held at Exeter, three aged women that imprisoned were, four witches and that many had destroyed, were thither brought in order to be tried. For witchcraft, that old wicked sin, which they for a long time had continued in, and joined with Satan to destroy the good, hurt innocence and shed their harmless blood. But now it most apparent does appear that they will now for such their deeds pay dear. For Satan, having lulled their souls asleep, refuses company with them to keep. A known deceiver he long time has been, to help poor mortals into dangerous sin, thereby to cut them off that so they may be plunged in hell and there be made his prey. So these malicious women at the last, having done mischiefs, were by justice cast, for it appeared they children had destroyed, lame it cattle, and the aged much annoyed. Having familiars alway at the beck, their wicked rage on mortals for to wreck. It being proved they use wicked charms to murder men and bring about said harms. And that they had about their body strange and proper tokens of their wicked change, as pledges that to have their cruel will, their souls they gave unto the Prince of Hell. The country round where they did live came in, and all at once their sad complaints begin. One lost a child, the other lost a kin. This his brave horse, is that his hopeful swine? One had his wife bewitched, the other his friend, because in some things they the witch offend, for which they labor under cruel pain, in vain seek remedy, but none can gain. But roar in cruel sort and loudly cry, destroy the witch and end our misery. Some used charms by mountebank set down, those cheating quacks that swarm in every town. But all's in vain, no rest at all they find, for while witches to cruelty are inclined, and do delight to hear sad dying groans, and such laments as would pierce marble stones. But now the hand of heaven has found them out, and they to justice must pay lives passed out. One of these wicked wretches did confess, she fourscore years of age was and no less, and that she had deserved long before to be sent packing to the Stygian shore, for the great mischiefs she so oft had done, and wondered that her life so long had run. She said the devil came with her along through crowds of people and bid her be strong, and she no hurt should have, but like a liar at the prison door he fled and ne'er came nigh her. The rest aloud craved mercy for their sins, or else the great deceiver her soul gains, for they had been lewd livers many a day, and therefore did desire that all would pray to God to pardon them while thus they lie, condemned for their wicked deeds do die. Which may each Christian do, that they may find rest for their souls, though wicked once inclined.